T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Eagles win. We've got the story.
Kansas Governor Collier making a stop in El Dorado. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A big reward has been offered for the return of a veteran's war medals.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we had some flurries flying across Wichita, and another chance of snow is on the way. We'll tell you when and what we can expect coming up.
The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions for the first time after defeating the New England Patriots 41-33. Eagles fans took to the streets to celebrate the big victory.
This is for everyone. Since 1960, we haven't had an Eagles championship in this city. We deserve this.
Eagles quarterback Nick Foles took home the MVP trophy. More on the game coming up in Ted Woodward Sports.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier went on a speaking tour after taking office last week, meeting with voters at Turner Donuts in El Dorado. The governor outlining his plans on mental health.
I think we have some real challenges there, but we have some good skills. So more and better providers, and there's a couple things that we can do to do that. And what I really want to do is work with partnerships here, particularly at community mental health centers, have a very strong presence in the state.
The governor says he'll work with the people of Kansas and that he's committed to providing more transparency in office.
The National Transportation Safety Board has begun its investigation of a deadly Amtrak train crash in South Carolina.
The forward-facing video from the Amtrak train, that recorder has already been recovered, and it was shipped back to Washington on the same government jet that brought our GO team in here.
That's NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt. He says it looks like a train switch was in the wrong position, which sent the Amtrak passenger train hurtling down a side rail where the CSX freight train was parked. The Amtrak then smashed into that freight train, killing two workers and injuring more than 100 other people.
A two-vehicle crash in Butler County, claiming the life of a 17-year-old girl from Towanda.
Authorities say the crash happened Friday night just before 6 p.m. at the intersection of K-254 and Southwest Ohio Street Road. Butler County Sheriff Kelly Herzit says a deputy that was on duty saw the crash happen.
It just appears that the young lady was headed home to Towanda. Wasn't paying good enough attention and pulled right in front of this pickup that was eastbound. She was killed instantly on scene. Witnesses jumped out, tried to do what they could do, was not able to save her. EMS arrived on scene and did pronounce her deceased.
A man driving the pickup truck along with a one-year-old child passenger were not injured and refused medical treatment at the scene. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita Police. Victim's name was not released.
Wichita police investigated at least 5 robberies over the weekend. Friday evening, a Burger King at 700 North Tyler was held up on the west side. An hour later, a Metro PCS in the 2700 block of East Central was robbed. A pair of Circle Ks were robbed early Saturday in the 1200 block of South Rock Road. And 10 minutes later in the 4400 block of West Maple. And a Taco Bell in the 7300 block of West 21st Street North was also robbed.
Relatives of a Vietnam War veteran want the return of pieces of the man's legacy stolen from a storage unit in Hutchinson.
The Hutchinson News reports that the family of Charles Chuck David Sankey is offering $12,000 to anyone with information that leads them to the Silver Star, Purple Heart, and 4 Bronze Stars stolen from Hutchinson self-storage. Sankey, who was 73, died in Wichita January 25th of complications caused by the wartime chemical Agent Orange. Bruce Sankey says his brother knew he was dying and wanted to put most of his belongings in the storage unit in November. But when the family went to clean out the unit, all they found was a lamp and a photo. Hutchinson police say the facility has cameras and that officers are following several leads. Roddy Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Lots of offense at the Super Bowl last night. How did things turn out? Well, we'll give you highlights, and we'll find out how things shook down on the final football game of the season. It's all coming up in sports.
Topeka police subdue machete-wielding man. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police say they've arrested a man who barged into the Topeka Police Department wielding a machete and threatening officers, and also announced in the station that he had a bomb. Officers were able to get the man to leave the lobby and began negotiating with him outside for about an hour with their weapons drawn. Police say when the man made a move toward officers, one officer used a stun gun to subdue him.
Democrats in Congress are looking to issue a response after Republicans on the House Intel Committee accused the FBI and Department of Justice of anti-Trump bias.
A key point in this memo is that Republicans say the secret FISA courts were not told that the dossier presented as evidence was paid for by Democrats. That dossier, the memo says, helped secure a warrant for the FBI to spy on Carter Page, a Trump advisor. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer urged President Trump to back Democrats' efforts to get their own memo out. House Intelligence Chairman Republican Devin Nunes says his committee will vote on it once the Democrats' memo goes through all the normal review procedures. In Washington, Molly Henneberg, Fox News.
South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy says he plans to leave Congress at the end of his current term. The congressman explaining why in an interview with CBS Face the Nation.
It's about winning in politics, and that is not what the courtroom. There's a reason we throw out search warrants, even though we found a murder weapon. There's a reason we throw out confessions, even though we think the person did it. The process matters. The end does not justify the means. And in politics, it's just about winning. And I don't want to live like that.
Gowdy says he plans to return to the justice system, but has not offered more details. 8:09 now, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted in the morning.
And this morning we've got a traffic accident now being reported northbound I-135 between 2nd and 9th Street. So north of 2nd Street, northbound on I-135. We have a traffic accident there. Traffic accident from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It was a frigid start to the work week across south central Kansas. Temperatures going to be in the low 40s later on today as winds turn to the northwest. Cloudy, breezy tonight, not quite as cold, our low near 20. And tomorrow we're right on the southern edge of a storm system that will likely bring us a chance of snow with a high 29. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 11 degrees. We've got a south wind at 12 miles per hour. The wind chill is now 4 below. So we're starting the day off again on a very, very chilly note here on a Monday morning, the day after the Super Bowl. Of course, big Super Bowl Sunday in Minneapolis. And hope you enjoyed the game if you watched. Maybe you had a party. Picked up on some pizza, some dip, some cheese balls, some snacks. I did. All of those, all of the above.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're very inclusive.
I include everything. I like to. No, we like to eat a lot sometimes. And,
yeah. Well, you know, it's an unofficial national holiday.
It is. It is. And, of course, one of the things that we're always interested in is the ads, the Super Bowl ads, or we call them spots in radio and TV. And with us this morning is an advertising specialist and marketeer at DHD Films, Aria Cochran. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about last night's wins and losses.
Well, 30-second television commercial for $5 million. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So hopefully you get your bang for your buck, huh?
What are you? What are your observations about the commercials this time around?
Well, I think that we all noticed this year that the ads were a lot less political than last year. A lot more funny and heartfelt pieces. Something that's going to make you laugh or make you cry. And I think we saw a lot of that this year with some standout, hilarious ads. Some notable ones being like Tide's campaign with Dan Harbor or the Doritos and Mountain Dew commercials with Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman. I think that one was hilarious. That was personally my favorite. You know, even Amazon Alexa coming out with a cameo from Jeff Bezos and quite a star-studded cast in that one. But it seems that overall humor was the winning factor this year.
Well, and I confess to you that I had some kids hollering, and I really missed the sound on a couple of those. I remember seeing the images, but I didn't know what the tide thing was all about. So I got to confess. I wonder how many people were distracted like that while they're trying to watch the commercials, the most important part of the broadcast, right?
Well, I'm sure a ton of people, which is why you got to make sure that your commercial has not only an entertaining plot, but it's got to have those visual call to action. So whether it's that hashtag in the bottom of the screen or that final slide indicating, you know, the purpose of the piece or go visit this website. But if they don't have that call to action, then you're not going to know who's doing the ad. And, you know, I think there were a couple people last night who had that problem, specifically being like T-Mobile, for example.
Yeah, who are the ones that kind of lost? What do you think were the bad commercials, if there was anything like that?
Well, I think the biggest loser this year was going to be the Dodge Ram commercial with the MLK speech. I think that one really missed the mark. I understand what they were trying to do, but it definitely didn't come across that way. And on Twitter, most people are expressing the idea that King's speech to sell trucks really crossed the line, you know, between a heartfelt message and pushing a product. And that one, I'm sure they're doing a lot of crowd control this morning because there's quite a lot of angry reactions on social media last night around that one.
Now, if they had come to you and asked about it before they aired, they would have known better, right?
Exactly. Well, and it's crazy, too, because the family approves the message. But I think it's just the way that they had the entire piece put together just felt very pushy.
All right. So
and none of the other ads felt that way.
So do you have one personal favorite this year?
I think besides the ones I've already talked about, Australia's tourism piece was hilarious. The movie trailer with Danny McBride and Chris Hemsworth. You know, that one actually got quite a bit of talk on social media as well leading up to the Super Bowl because they'd released the trailers as movie commercials. You know, just another Dundee trailer from Hollywood pushing out more content. And it's funny because, you know, even my friends, we were all talking about it and we're like, no, we're not going to go see that movie. It doesn't look very good. And then as soon as that commercial came on where it realized the punchline that it wasn't actually a movie, it was a trailer the whole time for Australia. Oh, man, everybody was dying laughing. Everybody loved it. I mean, people were pulling their phones out, checking out the Australia tourism website, and I think that one was really, really did a great job this year.
Humorous TV commercials in general, do they work? They work initially, but don't they wear out pretty quickly, or do they?
Well, you know, it depends. It can depend on the type of humor, too, and the audience you're playing to. You know, that's the one thing that brands need to keep in mind when at the Super Bowl. They're casting a pretty wide net. You know, you're reaching over 100 million watchers, people who are live participating in the Super Bowl, and that's not a very targeted demographic. So the humor that was used last night had to be very broad and very applicable to large audiences. So I thought that the ones chosen last night were great senses of humor. I think some that, you know, maybe will fade over time will be like the Pringles one or some of the other ones. But, I mean, it makes you think, like, for example, last year's Puppy Monkey Baby. You know, that one was funny for, like, a second. And then people were over it real fast. So, you know, you got to be it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Is there a strategy to going early in the game? Or, I mean, we had one late. The one with Eli Manning and Odell Beckham doing the dirty dancing thing was very late in the game. Is there a strategy towards where you place that ad?
Yeah. So I think that the NFL probably chose to place that one later on because they're targeting their fan base. So people are going to stay through the whole game and really get invested in it. And I think that them with their ad this year, just the one ad and it being humorous and involving players was very pointed at their fan base. But, you know, I think there's strategies to both. You know, if I were to make the decision, I would do what Tide did, which they had commercials every single break.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's quite a bit of an investment, over $20 million for them to do so. But, you know, they're getting their bang for their buck with that. They're getting that exposure.
They're going to sell some soap. There's no doubt about it, right? Okay.
Yes.
Think, Thanks
Hopefully
for being
not to eat.
Yeah, right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Advertising specialist and marketeer at DHD Films, Aria Cochran, with us this morning. And interesting conversation about the Super Bowl commercials.
Now I know that there's a profession called a marketeer.
Marketeer.
I did not know that until this morning.
Yeah, I knew there was a mouseketeer, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where there's a, but I didn't know there was a marketeer. All right, 817, 818, Steve and Ted. And sports time now with Ted Woodward filling us in on actually the Super Bowl game itself, right, Ted?
Yes, some on-the-field excitement as well. In between the commercials, you had an actual football game being played. Super Bowl 52, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Not a game for defensive-minded game. It was a game that featured a lot of offense. Both teams were going up and down the field, piling up yardage, scoring quite a bit. And it ended up being a pretty entertaining game that went right down to the wire. But in a game that featured tons of offense, it was a defensive play rather late in the game that kind of seemed to turn the tide as the Patriots were on the field, had plenty of time for Tom Brady to perhaps drive down the field for the go-ahead score. Did the Eagles make a stop? You heard the game yesterday live on KFH.
Second down and two. New England's at their own 33. Brady's in the gun. Four-man rush. Brady moves up. He's hit. The ball jarred free. It's picked up by Philadelphia. Picked up on the play by Barnett. It was loose, and Brady was trying to throw. He was hit. The ball jarred free. And Barnett, the rookie, picks it up for the Eagles.
Huge defensive play, getting a stop on Tom Brady there. The Eagles kick a field goal. Still, New England had the ball, only down by 8, and chances to fling it into the end zone on the final play of the game for a little Hail Mary. Could the Patriots pull it off?
Brady, second down and 10 from his 49. Shotgun snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit. He spins away. He resets. He cocks his arm. He throws long in the end zone to our left. Jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52.
Here's your big finish on KFH last night. First championship for the Philadelphia Eagles since 1960. And the quarterback that led the Eagles to the title is their backup guy, Nick Foles, who had to take over when the starter got injured. Foles gets the MVP of the Super Bowl. He completed a ton of passes last night. Of course, Nick Foles last year was on the roster for the Kansas City Chiefs as the backup to Alex Smith. He actually started the game for the Chiefs last year in November and got a win. 14 months later, he's with the Eagles, and he's winning a Super Bowl, coming in as the backup.
Wow.
He was ready when called. So the Eagles win it. Also getting a Super Bowl ring as a member of the Eagles is former Kansas State Wildcat Darren Sproles, who has had a long and prolific NFL career, although he didn't play much this season because he got hurt.
Got
you
hurt.
Might remember late September when he tore his knee and broke his arm on the same play. Poor Darren. It's a great career. He gets a Super Bowl ring, but he didn't play much from this year's version because of injury. Eagles win 41-33 over the Patriots. Usually, we talk Shocker men's and women's basketball tonight on back-to-back coaches shows. However, tonight there is no men's coaches show with Coach Marshall because the Shocks are on the road. So no men's coaching show tonight, but we do still have the women's coaches show, the WSU women's basketball coaches show with head coach Keitha Adams. That'll be at her normal time at 7 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go have dinner with Coach Adams tonight out at AJ's at the Alley and listen to it here on KNSS. We'll be talking Jayhawk basketball tonight, KU basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks coming off a home loss on Saturday against Oklahoma State. NBA basketball last night, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet tied his career high with 7 rebounds. He also had 8 assists and 13 points off the bench in another win for Toronto. Raptors over the Grizzlies, 101-86. Raptors have won 4 out of their last 5. They're still the number 2 team in the Eastern Conference. And a couple of birthdays today. Former Wichita State coach, former KU player, Mark Turgeon is 53 today. Currently the head coach at Maryland. And Former Wichita Pilots baseball player Roberto Alomar is 50 today, and of course he is in the baseball's Hall of Fame.
How about that?
Former Wichita Pilot Roberto Alomar, 50 today. Happy birthday to those guys. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Journey and Def Leppard coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Monday, July 16th. We have tickets, and a pair of them right now.
We have tickets, yes we do.
Journey and Def Leppard tickets with Steve and Ted, and if you'd call now at 869-1330, you can go.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Courtesy of Steve and Ted.
Nice.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Of course. Yeah.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. Journey and Def Leppard tickets, call now, 869-1330. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.